I've been listening to laughter all my career. I've been listening to them laugh my whole career. They've been laughing. What, an Irish man win a Cage Warriors world title? Hell no. You serious? An Irish man? An Irish man win a fight in the UFC? Hell no. Laughs all around. An Irish, okay, you gotta win. Now he wants to win a world title? Hell no, he's all talk, he's all hype, he's a joke. Laughter all around at the Joker. Then the Joker goes and wins the world title. Now he wants to win a second world title. More laughter. Listen, the sound of laughter and the sound of doubt motivates me. So I'm enjoying that. I seek that. I don't feel no doubt. I don't feel that going to fight in any of these other UFC bombs right now. They need to rise up. Right now they're down there. I've got this situation where people are truly doubting me, like they doubted me at the very, very beginning. And that's motivating for me. That's what's going to drive me to the gym when I need to go to the gym and to put in that work to get that win.
Stripping that all back to the start of your career, a man with a dream, you know, training in the gym day in, day out. If somebody said to you, you'll have or you'll be as successful as you are now, what would you have said back then?
I believe you. That's what I would have said. Because I did believe.
Yes.
I believed in it. I had very few people who told me that. I had a small group of people that would tell me something like that. Other than that, it was just me telling myself.
Yep.
So if someone came up to me and told me that all the way back then, I'd say you're right.
I was a waster. Got that, called that a lot, you know what I mean? But
like, and then when I start getting that focus and realizing, you know, I'm gonna make this happen. And then now that has happened, I'm making it happen.
It's depressing times for a lot of people in Ireland. There's a lot of bad stuff going on in the country. A lot of people are struggling. Everybody's struggling. But now since them seeing me chase this dream, it's given them an energy and I see a new lease of life in them. And that alone spurs me on even more. So it's all just a perfect storm that's happening for me. And that is why I have this tunnel vision. And that is why I'm willing to kill every single man in my path. Get that belt, you know what I mean? It's to secure the future, from my family's future. You know what I mean? That's what I'm doing it for.
Well, I'm doing it because for the love of movement. And I'm also doing it to secure my, because I recognize that it will secure my family's future. So why not take full advantage? Something that I love can actually secure my family's future and make us live a good life for the rest of our days. You know what I mean? And it's not work. I don't work, I live. You know what I mean? I don't have a job, I just have a life. No matter what was going on, some deep situations, I always had the belief that I was going to get here. I was going to get to the UFC. I was going to get... Because I just knew I was different. I know I'm different than these people.
I'm enjoying the fruits of my hard work. Nobody works harder than me inside the octagon, outside the octagon. I am a workhorse, so I am going to enjoy the benefits of this life. I am going to get myself a big mansion in Las Vegas. I am going to get the soft top cars. I'm going to bring my whole team out. I'm going to spoil them and give them this life. We're eating good, we're living good. It's human nature. Some people will sit and take positivity from that. They will look at that and take inspiration and inspire. It will inspire them to go and push forward. That others will shell up and critique it and be negative towards it. But one thing is sure, those people will stay where they are. The people who take inspiration from it will rise up and also one day experience that life. So this is human nature. Some go one way, some go the other way. But I am enjoying my money, my hard-earned money that I have dedicated my life to.
I can be a product of my environment, you know what I mean? If I'm in with the wrong crowd, I just kind of become wherever, you know what I mean? So that's why I like to be isolated. And that's why this has helped me coming out here and being locked in an apartment on my own, building back up my leg, going from rehab to home to rehab to home, because there was no outsiders. It was isolation, it was visualization, it was motivation, and it was dedication. There was no nothing else going on in my life, you know what I mean? To get to the pinnacle, it needs to be like that. It needs to be no outsiders. It needs to be, you need to have your team and your focus, and that's it. I don't need friends that aren't involved in this game or that aren't on the same path, you know what I mean? Because it doesn't make sense.
I know nobody can tell me that I move the same as any of these guys, because I don't move the same. I move differently. I move unique, and I know I move unique. Not only that, I speak unique. I act unique. I'm just different than these people. You know what I mean?
So
I'm
dressed unique.
I dress unique. Whatever. I just feel different to these on another level, on another playing field than any of them before me. That's why I know, I have no doubt in my mind that I'm the great, that I will be the greatest of all time. In my head already, I am better than everybody, and I know, you know, there's a lot of hate come from people, you know, but I know, and I will prove. You give me time, and I will prove it to everybody.
When you're chasing your dream, and when you're working hard, chasing something you love, and completely dedicated, it just happens. You can't really notice it, you know, even still to this day. I'm in an amazing position in my life, but I'm still working like I'm not in this position.
Absolutely.
I'm still working like none of this is even, it's just something I love to do, and I just keep pushing and keep working hard. I can't pinpoint an exact moment for you, but if anything, I always felt like it was happening way back then, and now it is happening, but now I almost feel like it's not happening. You know what I mean? And I want to push to something else.
Absolutely.
I'm always striving to push forward.
No, I don't like thinking too far ahead. People set like goals, long distance goals, and that's too much for me. I already feel like I'm living it, and then I just carry on doing that, you know, carry on day by day, already living the final goal, the goal of being the world champion. I already carry myself like I'm a world champion. I already speak like I'm a world champion, and that's it. I just carry on day by day, so I'll take it as it comes.
You know, hard work pays. I put in a hell of a lot of work all throughout this build-up in the fight. I pumped out more content than anybody, more content than Fox, more content than ESPN, more content than BT Sport, more content than everybody on the Mac Live on my own channels. You know what I mean? I'm a fucking workhorse from all angles, not just in the gym. But I'm building this media empire now myself, and we pumped out the content. I'm very proud of how it went. Consistently, daily movies I was releasing. You know, from like a month ago, every single day. You know what I mean? Nobody's doing that. So I'm very proud of it, and I'm very, like, the work pays, hard work pays, and I put in the work, and that's why I'm sitting at the top. I put it all on the line, I show up, I perform, and I get the results from that, so.
What do you think they'll say about you in 50 years?
You know, I'm not quite sure what they'll say about me. They'll probably just say I'm a young kid who showed up when he said he was going to show up. That's it. I cannot control what people say about me now or in the future. But I certainly know what I am doing, and the stuff that I have done and achieved will live on long after I am gone.
I started MMA around 2 or 3 years ago, and about 2 years ago, I'd say, and I instantly had a knack for it, and I really, really, really loved it. It's like an addiction for me. It's all I do. I train twice a day. It's all I think about. It's just, I don't want to do anything else. It's as simple as that.
What makes you such a good fighter?
I don't know. I'm just curious about it. It's in my head 24/7. There's nothing else I can think of. I don't think about nothing else. And that's it. I'm just curious. Curiously fascinated with it. And I can't stop thinking about it. Everything I do in my life is related to this. I don't do nothing else if it's not got to do with fighting. You know what I mean?
Is that not unhealthy?
I don't know. Do I look unhealthy? Take a look at this physique. I'm in phenomenal shape, in body and mind. To me, what's unhealthy is living an unhealthy life. To me, what's unhealthy is getting up and going through the same day, every day of your life, 9 to 5, in an office or in a... You know what I mean? That's unhealthy. That beats your mind. I don't work. I love what I do. And that's why I'm doing what I love. You know what I mean? That's why it's become a career for me, because I love it. I love what I do. So I don't think it's unhealthy.
Final one for you. I want to know what you want to achieve. Is it the fame? Is it to be champion? Is it the money? What do you want from this career?
I don't care nothing about fame. Yeah? I don't care about fame. The gold belt is what I want. The 2 gold belts. I was a 2-weight world champion in the previous organization. Now I'm on the big stage at the UFC. I want that featherweight belt, and I want that lightweight belt. That's my goal. The money is going to come with that. Don't get me wrong. It's prize fighting. I'm after the money as well. But the belt, the money comes with the belt. And the belt is what I'm focused on. I don't care about fame.
Tony, you know, I'm not supposed to be here. Where I come from, it's on my whiskey proper number 12. I come from a place, Dublin 12. It is a hard-working town, a small little suburb. It has its good and it has plenty of bad, but I always like to focus on the good because the good shines through. But where I come from, we're not supposed to climb to these heights. We're told that. It's instilled in us. And I wanted to break that mold and pave the way, open up paths. You know, I knew I could do something better. I knew I had something in me. I just wasn't sure even what it was. I was training for the fight game, but no one in Ireland had made it in the fight game. The fight game, an Irish man in the UFC was literally, and I mean literally, laughed at. We were like, it continued. What got me to where I am and where I continue to go and where I will continue to go is an insane work ethic.
Yes.
And it's an insane work ethic that can only be, you can only put in that amount of work if you were doing something that you are passionate about. And that's what I have engaged my entire life's work in, things that I am passionate about. Yes. You cannot fully commit to something if you are not passionate about it. So you must look at your surroundings, at the things you were involved in, and ask yourself, are you truly passionate about these things? Do you truly want to put every ounce of your being into these things? And I am blessed, truly blessed by something. I am not sure what it is, but I am blessed that I was able to find my passions, my passion, the fight game, the whiskey game, the fashion game, the fitness game.
Yes.
These are my true passions, and I am going down these avenues that the fight game has opened up for me. I'm going down them at 100 mile an hour with no brakes and full confidence in what lies ahead, and great things are happening. So I'm very, very blessed and very very motivated still, you know. And sometimes my dreams change, but it was still a kid with a dream and a belief in himself. And for many times I was laughed at and not believed in, but you know what? Nothing external can defeat the internal. The only thing that can take someone down or break you down is internal. Nothing external is strong enough. It's just about making sure your internal dialogue and your internal belief in yourself is strong enough that it can withstand the external. The external is there. You've got to accept it. You've got to embrace it. You've got to understand it and be aware of it. But don't let it seep into your internal dialogue. And I am, as a 20-year-old man, I don't know it all. I'm up and down and growing with this. I'm trying to continue to learn. It's a daily occurrence. Not to let that external infiltrate my internal. And that's what I'm trying to do right now, because I have let it infiltrate it at times. You know, you've got to be in shape physically to be in shape mentally.
Yes.
They go hand in hand.
This episode sponsored by Forkful. Most meal delivery services promise healthy food, but look closer and you'll often find cheap industrial seed oils hiding in the ingredients. Forkful does things differently. Forkful delivers chef-prepared meals made with premium ingredients you'd expect at a great restaurant, from center-cut filet mignon to wild-caught lobster mac and cheese, and every meal is 100% seed oil-free. Instead of canola or soybean oil, Forkful chefs cook with extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, and grass-fed butter, because better fats make better food. Meals arrive fresh, never frozen, with clear nutrition and ingredient transparency, so you always know exactly what you're eating. Restaurant-quality meals, real ingredients, no seed oils. Discover Forkful today at ForkfulMeals.com.